What's poppin', peoples? I just had one of those random opportunities, random serendipitous situations where you run into an old friend and you guys both have a good amount of time to basically talk and bullshit for the most part. We weren't bullshitting because it was like real conversation, but what we did was I ran into, I'm not gonna give out her info, but I just went up and hiked a mountain, ran into an old friend, and she came with me up the mountain and down, and we were just talking, and we were talking about life, like what we've been up to between now, which is September 2019, and the last time we saw each other, which was basically at graduation from high school in June 2009. So we're like, I don't talk much, so I mostly listen. So I was listening to like everything she's been up to and everything and all that stuff. And it really like, it was an opportunity for me to like experience a different perspective of like what someone's going through, what they see in the world, how they view themselves, how they are told they are, like just the thoughts another human being experiences over the course of a day. And it, fuck, man. Long story short, what I learned from that entire interaction is that the most important environment that you can dedicate your efforts to, like, cleaning up and keeping positive is the environment of your mind, like, being inside your brain. Because, like, the thoughts that you have, obviously, they become, I mean, I'm not going to say obviously, because not everybody, I just read stuff like this every day, so to me, it's obvious, but, like, I apologize for using that word. I don't like using that word. But the thoughts that you have, they'll become words. Like, you think before you speak, whether you think you do or not. But your words then become your actions, because if you're talking about something all the time, you're probably going to end up being around people who are also talking about that same thing, like resonating with you, talking about that same thing with you. Which means you guys are both thinking and talking about the same thing. And let's say eventually you guys keep on thinking and talking about the same thing, you're going to run into another person who actually does the thing. So now you're thinking, you're talking, and you're doing. And that all stems from your thoughts. In summary, what I beg of you is to just recognize that it won't be easy, but just accept the idea that in order to clean your entire life, it's important to clean your thoughts. And the process of cleaning your thoughts goes on and on. It never ends, because you think it's even after you're dead, like your thoughts have been expressed through your words and actions, and they are now like, they have influenced other people and like shaped other people's lives in ways that your thoughts literally control the world. So please think good thoughts. Please think happy thoughts. Like, ask yourself what makes you happy. Think about what makes you happy. Try and, if you can, pay attention to when you feel happiness and be like, hey, what's this? How can I get some more of this? I just want people to be happy. And I felt this little moment of inspiration to just share my point of view on happiness and what I'm beginning to attempt to understand about happiness is that it all starts from your thoughts. Again, your thoughts will become your words, and your words will become your actions, and your actions will shape everything around you. Your actions will put you inside a big mansion, if that's what your thoughts and words and actions align with, Or they can put you in this loud car to my left. Like, this guy clearly thinks about his engine. He probably, if I talk to him about his engine, I feel like I would receive a lot of feedback. So he took action on his engine. I don't know. I'm saying this assuming you just heard that loud car to my left, but that's his thoughts on his engine became words when he went to go buy the engine, like say, hey, I want this engine. And then the actions, they put the engine. And the reality now is that whenever someone is next to him, they will hear his engine. They will know that he thinks about his engine. But that's just like a simple example of how our thoughts shape our reality. I really fucking love you guys. I was asked not to cuss as much. But I fucking love you guys. I didn't mean to scream, but yeah, I fucking love you guys. I wish you all the best. I wish you happiness, happiness, happiness. Remember that. Please remember that you're always in the right place at the right time to do something that you feel makes you happy. Please be nice to people. Deuces.